Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Bay. Parshas Bay, of course, is the place that the Chumash should have began. Rashi, in the beginning of Bereishis, tells us so. Rashi says that Ruya Haysa Torah, that it's Shastafa Mechaydish Hazel Lachem, which is a mitzvah in the Torah, Chaydish Lachem Rosh Chadashim, should have started from there, the first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to deliver through Moshe Rabbeinu to deliver a mitzvah. But for other reasons, the Torah started from Ma'aseh Bereishis. So, really, the mitzvahs of Torah begin here in this week's parasha, in Parashas Bay. I believe if you look in the Chinuch, there are 10 mitzvahs l'dayrais that are found here in Parashas Bay. Problem with this is that the Gemara says that the mitzvah started in Parashas B'Shalach. That's what it seems to say. The Gemara says, in Hari Yistavches, Amid Beis, Ezel mitzvah shenemer tchila zu avodah zarah. Gemara says the first mitzvah is avodah zarah, which are the first two mitzvahs in that Aseret HaDibros, anechi en lo yihyeh lecha. The Gemara says it's not true. Anechi en lo yihyeh lecha, not the first. Hasorah mitzvahs nistabu b'mara. The Gemara says there were 10 mitzvahs that they were commanded in Mara. Mara is the first stop they went after Kriyas Yamsuf. The pasuk in Bishal says, "Sham sam loy chayku mishpat." There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe Rabbeinu taught mitzvahs, and he taught 10 mitzvahs according to the Gemara. There, it was the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Nayach plus Shabbos, Kibud Av V'Em, and Dinim. There are those who had Parah Aduma. So the Gemara says the mitzvahs that they started at Sinai, they started in Mara. Question is, they started in Parshas Bay. Parshas Bay is before Parshas B'Shalach. You can't tell me Emugda Mamucha B'Tayra because it's not likely that Kriyas Yamsuf happened before Makas B'Chayris. So it needs some type of an answer. In the story of Mara, Klal Yisrael was thirsty. They were thirsty. It says, "Vayachus shloshes yam b'midbar v'lo matzu mayim v'yileinu ha'am al Moshe." They were thirsty. Now, ein mikra yetzei midei pshutai certainly means they were thirsty. But the Gemara in Bava Kama Pei Beis tells us, "Ein mayim el ha'Torah." They went 3 days from Kriyas Yamsuf without learning, and they thirsted for Torah. They thirsted for Torah. So no doubt there were some Jews who were thirsty al pi pshat, and some Jews that were thirsty al pi drasha. Those who were thirsty for water, and those that were thirsty for Torah. That's the way it always is. And in response to that thirst for Torah, in response to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sam lo echeiko mishpat, the pasuk says, "Vayirehu Hashem eitz, v'yashlech el hamayim." That Hashem showed him a wood to throw into the water and sweeten it. "Vayirehu," which is a lashon of showing, Chazal darshan a lashon of hayroh of paskening. "Vayirehu Hashem showed him mitzvahs of the Torah." Now, the mitzvah of Mara came because of a tzimain, a thirst for Torah. We have to understand, it wasn't a thirst for mitzvahs. Whatever mitzvahs they had those days. They had been told about tefillin already, this week's parasha. No doubt, in those 3 days, they put on tefillin. What was the shayla? Of course, they put on tefillin. They did the mitzvahs. When we say they were thirsty, it means that they were thirsty for limud ha-Torah. They were thirsty for Torah study, for being Eisei B'Torah. And that Eisek, the miracle of Mara, was to give over the sweetness of Torah and give it over in a sweet way. Now, all Torah starts off bitter. When a person starts to learn, he starts a sugya, he doesn't understand what's going on. He's ready to quit. It's a hard sugya. How's he supposed to figure out pshat and all these, first of all, these words? And if he's out the words, he has to connect them and understand the svara. How is a person supposed to understand the learning? The answer is, in the beginning is taka hard. In the beginning is bitter. And then it becomes sweet. That is the way Limud HaTorah works. A person is not willing to go through the amelus, the hard work of understanding. So, of course, he's never going to be a Talmud Chacham. It requires Amelim B'Torah. Amelim B'Torah means to work hard. It doesn't mean necessarily say a pilpul Torah. It means to work hard on understanding pshat in the learning. That happened at Mara. Torah was given, Torah was expanded, and at that time. What was given at Mara, the mitzvahs that were given were not mitzvahs maisiyos. They weren't necessarily mitzvahs to do. Of course you have to do them. But I'm fairly certain they didn't make a paraduma in Mara. Paraduma was made later when the Mikdash was built. The Chazal lets us over Feresh. On that day the Mikdash was put up, they made a paraduma. What was given then was the Limud HaTorah, the Lamdus of Torah. They were, 10 mitzvahs were given, seven are mitzvahs b'nei Nayach. Even though the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Nayach, the limur of it was given over them. The learning of Torah was given over, the Havana of Torah, the Harving on Torah was given. Matter of fact, the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches says, Omole Shomer b'nei Yisrael Shabbos Rishayna, Ashalta behem umavalash. Gemara says that halavai the Jews would have kept the first Shabbos. Which first Shabbos? That's the Gemara brings the pasuk. They went at the end of the month. Tysus asks, now Tysus is not in Kuf Yud Ches, Tysus is on the top of Pezayin Amud Beis in Shabbos. Tysus asks, that wasn't the first Shabbos. Shabbos Amara was the first Shabbos. How could the Gemara say, Imalei Shomer Bnei Yisrael Shabbos Rishayna? Ulai, the answer is, in Mara, they were given the mitzvah of Shabbos that will be Nayig after Matan Torah, but they were given over the limud of Torah at Mara. And Mara, what was given over was that they were thirsty for. They were thirsty for Harvanya and Torah. Limudai was given over. Kiyumai, being the kind of mitzvahs, that would be later when it was Nagela Maisa, which was after the Torah was given. The same thing with the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach. The Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach, they were Mechuyev already from before. The Maritzchias over there, in the Gemara that counts the Mitzvahs of Mara, the Maritzchias in the back, he and Harius, Davches, he asked that the Sheva Mitzvahs they were given earlier. The answer would be the same thing. The limud of these mitzvahs was given over here. The limud of the mitzvahs was given, and that is what was given over at Mara. So we say that Hashem started with Mara. It means He gave Torah that was for Harvanya, for Havana, for the limud haTorah shavai, the hard work of Torah. In Parshas Bay, there are 10 mitzvahs already. No, in Parshas Bay, there were mitzvahs maisiyos. Almost all of them are connected to the bringing of the paraduma. They're all part of the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach was mitzvahs maisiyos. It wasn't given over for the limud haTorah. It was given over for the kiyum mitzvah shavai. Yeah, definitely given over. It says there were orim in our mitzvahs at Eirin the area. There were orim for mitzvahs. Hashem gave them damila and dam Karban Pesach. That was the kiyum mitzvahs. Limud haTorah was in Mara. When the Gemara says that the Torah started in Mara, it means the harvanya of Torah, the limud of Torah. The limud, that started in Mara. It's not a stira. of this week's parasha where the mitzvahs ma'isiyos were given. This is a havana in the dual aspects of every mitzvah. The mitzvahs ma'isiyos, but the chashivos from our samsamla chaykul mishpat. There, it was given over, chaykul mishpat was given over to learn the chukim and mishpat and to be able to figure them out, to be able to darshan them. Let's move on to one of the mitzvahs in the parasha. Of course, one of the mitzvahs in the parasha is the mitzvah of tefillin, which is mentioned not once, but twice. Kadesh, right after Shvi, the parasha of Kadesh, and then again, the last pasuk in the parasha, parasha Vayikra, twice. As a matter of fact, in sum total, tefillin is mentioned twice in parashas Pai, once in parashas Haschanah, and once in parashas Vayikra. Four times we mention the mitzvah of tefillin. In all four times, the tefillin shel yad is b'lashin yachid. Voya lo ois al yadcha zikayim yinecha. Ois is b'lashin yachid. Doesn't say ois yais, it says ois. The tefillin shel yad is b'lashin yachid. What about the tefillin shel resh? Well, the first time it's mentioned, voya lo ois al yadcha uzikayim yinecha, b'lashin yachid. The three other times it's mentioned, it says taitaf ois, it's l'ashin rabim. So the tefillin shel resh is mentioned b'lashon rabim three out of four times, and the tefillin shel yad is always lashon yachid. The answer is this is only a chazal know. Chazal know that the tefillin shel yad is one cloth, one bayis. It's all written on one piece of parchment. It's lashon yachid. Tefillin shel resh taitafais tatfas tatafriki shtayim pas is also shtayim, and therefore. So they are fact, therefore, that's B'lashon Rabbin. Why does it say once B'lashon Yachid? Why does it say Zikarim Ben Enecha? So Chazal know from here that even though they're four separate parashiyos, what they're written on, separate pieces of parchment, but they're all put into one bias, one kiss, so to speak. And which is one on the head. Now, don't get me wrong, the four are on four different compartments. But the four compartments, Chazav Alashin, that you cover them all with one parchment that goes over everything. So they're four separate. And they're covered with one R. That's because it says Alashin Yachid. The hinder of Chilin is that the outside of the Shel Reish should be one complete R. B'li Devek. It shouldn't be pieces that are glued together or stitched together. Baruch Hashem, Achshadara. Today, the generations are better. Our batim are much more mahudr than batim that were in previous generations because the science of it is more knowledgeable. Our batim are much more beautiful and much more mahudr than previous divers could possibly have had. And that's all. If you're careful, you go at him, you get yourself at him, you get me arechad, believe devek, you should try to get without devek connecting anything together. And that's the way batim should be. However, between the batim, the crack between the four, that should not be glued together. Mishnah Berurah says the bottom of it could be glued together to hold it together, but the top of it should be perudais. When you buy, you ask for perudais. Today, more than in the Chafetz Chaim's time, the science of making batim is way advanced. You get prudais legamri. In other words, you can get batim that the four compartments of the Shel Reish, the crack between them goes all the way down, prudais legamri. You do have to make sure you get good batim. There are some batim that was discovered that when the Shel Reish is made, they paint it. And then they make the lines to make it look like four batim. That's called mizuyafais, phony lines, forged. They just make it on their own. The line, the separation, has to be really where there's a break between the batim. If you have prudas legamri, even maybe it'll be that way. You should know, not all tefillin are created equal. It could be that the devik is mutter. It could be, and say it's not mutter. If it's Batim 1, but today, it's better to get, if you could, Mumuhud the Kabatim. At any rate, this is the drasha from the Torah, the way we dash in there, to know that it's four and it's one. Because by Shorosh it says with Yikarim and Enecha it's one, and then three times it says Tei Tafais Lashon Rabim to tell you that they're four. And with that remarkable idea, I would like to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, extraordinary Shabbos Kodesh, a meaningful Shabbos, a Shabbos of Avoda. Baruch Hashem, the Shabbos, the afternoons are getting longer. Whatever time you go to shul to learn, mark the time. You leave the shul at 2:30, a quarter to 3, mark the time. Keep on leaving that time. And as the Shabbos gets longer and longer, it's just going to cost you 5 to 10, maybe 11, 12 minutes a week. And before you know it, you'll be learning for hours. For hours. Now the sunset is about 5, so it'll be 8:30. If you let it go a few minutes at a time, you keep on leaving shul the same time, you'll have another 3.5 hours of learning. Isn't that absolutely wonderful? For what? For just keeping your head on straight. We should all be zeichet to it. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.